Tof Sivan, Toshin Pevov, Arav Fivish K. Shlita.
The Bosuk tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu is to tell Aaron the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris, Menoiro. And the Pasuk says, Vayas Kein Aaron, Aaron did so. Zog Rashi, Melameh, Lahagit, Shmocha Shal Aaron, Shalo Yishino. Yeah, he did what he was told, he didn't change. No. Today, in our society, the youth anyway, do as you're told, it's taken out of the dictionary. Obedience is out of the dictionary. But, to do what you're told is normal. That's Nishkin Grosse Chochma. And for Aaron HaKoyen, who was given as a Gewaldiker, the privilege to be the one to be Malik and Neres in it, and Mishkan, a Shvach Shaloi Shino. But come on, what's Shaloi Shino? It could be a terrible disgrace if Shino. What's Shvachin Shaloi Shino? So there are Shino ways of looking at it. But one way is go, posh. Imagine Aaron, he's been given this mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros the first time in the Mishkan. The first time in history, man lights a menorah for the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow! What a feeling Aaron had. What a gishpach. The day before, he couldn't sleep the night before. Yeah, what's going to be? I get it. Tonas Hadlokas Neiros. Whether La'orah, Hutzorah, whatever. Oh, but wonderful. The whole union of menorah. God. So he went to it that morning with a mood of his lavas. We know ourselves. A mitzvah is that we're in his lavas. After 6 weeks, it's par for the course. Yeah, I did it yesterday, I'll do it today. L'hagi shaloi shino, the his lavas, the dveikos, the machshova that he put into the mitzvah, loi shino. He did it, Shaita Medrash, that Aaron was very greedy. He didn't let anybody do it, because he could always take whatever word he wanted. The whole Avraham Sholem in the midbar, he said, no, I'm doing it. So he was very greedy for himself to take the mitzvah, but loi shino, 40 years old, 39 years later, when he lit the menorah, it was loi shino, the same Islamos, the same dveikos that he did it the first time. Ooh, he's a sashma. So loi shino, there's no slight change. You see from here, this point that we've mentioned so many times, that rather the maisa mitzvah, you've got to do the maisa mitzvah, but the maisa, what you do to go through the actions, is no more than 50% of the mitzvah. The other 50% is the das. It has to be al machshava. You do an act, we can do sometimes things without even realizing we've done it. Yeah, you put on tefillin in the morning, but I do it every morning, and in my mind's who knows where. And the Gres Daraya, that is so vital, is from the end of last week's parsha. The Chanukas HaNesim, the amazing Maisa. The Chanukas HaNesim, 12 Nesim, decided to bring, they asked permission, we'd like to bring a korban to celebrate the Chanukah, the inauguration, the Mishkan for the first time in the history of mankind, we want to be part. And Moshe Rabbeinu got the shus, that they can bring the korban. And the Pasuk tells us what Nachshon, the first korban, Nachshon Ben Aminadov, he tells us the Mizrach Echad Kesef, Shekim 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 HaKodesh, he tells us in detail every single thing, and the animals that he brought, the oilot, the shlomim, whatever he brought, everything, the kedores, the mincha, and the Pasuk tells us this is what he did. Ayim HaSheni, the son of the Tzor came along, and he did exactly the same thing. And Ayim HaShlishi, exactly the same thing. But you want to be exactly the same thing. You read it through the Chumash. Every one of the 12 Nesim did a copycat the day before. If it's a copycat from the day before, why does the Torah spend 72 Pesukim to tell us what the Menorah did? The Torah should have told us that this is what Moshe Menorah did. The Chayin Asa, and the Torah wants to mention each name, the Chayin Asa, repeat the whole six over again, the whole six over again, the whole six over again. What's the repetition? Is the Teretz? They didn't bring the same thing again. They did the same actions. They brought the same the same number of pouring, the same quantity of flour, the same size of the bowl. But what they were doing was a totally different thing than the man before. The Medrash, in the Medrash Rabbah, if you look at Medrash Rabbah, it's pages and pages and pages long on the Chalukas HaNasim. He goes through, Rashi brings it only on the Nathana Ben Tzua, the reason why he chose Mituk Echel Kesef Shimim Shekel, why 70 Shekel, why 130 Shekel, why this. Rashi gives us a reason because it fits in. But the Medrash tells us, each Nossi sat down. They didn't have a meeting, right, Rabbi? They said, what shall we bring? Oh, we'll bring this. We'll all bring this. No, no, no. Each Nossi sat down at home and said, now, what will I bring the Torah? What is for that, the Hanor, to be, help the Darga of Ruchnis for my Shevet? And he sat down and he thought, because with Ruach HaKodesh, they knew what would be in the future, so therefore it would be a tikkun for the Neshamas of my Shevet if I bring Azoi and Azoi and Azoi. Each item passed for it. He had to work it out. Why 150? What size should each person had a different reason. They didn't confer with one another what to do. Each one sat by themselves, and it just happened that it came to the same thing. But it's not the same thing. It's a totally different matzah. That's what the Torah has. Can't say Kain Osso, because it's not true. The Kain Osso, but the Osso is the Osso. The actual action is only part of the job. It is what's going on inside. The Torah has to preach it over again. That's for Aaron. Every time Aaron just lit the menorah, didn't like the menorah, with whatever went with Shaloi Shino, whatever Kavonos he put into day one, he put into the same right the way through the 39 years he did it. You know, a mitzvah bracha puts on his tefillin. Wow! And we ourselves were a little bit past the first time we put on tefillin. A mitzvah book, we can remember our excitement. Do we have the same excitement today? Not really, no. It should be the Cheshek HaMitzvah. That's one Pashuk Pshat. So one explanation why Shelo Shino is a Shevach. Another way we can say, I must discuss this idea with you, the Talmud Chacham. Today, how good get out. Today was a good day. You go home feeling, oh good, I feel good. I done well today. It's a nice feeling, yeah? On high rate. Shalom Nisgoya. Lo Yishino means he wasn't a changed person. He didn't feel he's better than he was before. The might say he was better, because every time you do a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, it brings Kedushin to the person. The person is improved. But he didn't go away feeling, I'm any better than what I did before. Every time he did the Mitzvah, he went out, Ich bin Azoi, and I'm Beit Azoi. He didn't give himself any credit for what he's done. Shalom Nisgoya, he didn't become a different person. It's also, we have to take look back at ourselves and say, I did well today, Baruch Hashem, good gilen, Baruch Hashem, I did this mitzvah, but watch out, don't let gaiva seep in, because gaiva puzzled everything. And a third chat in my house came, I heard from Rebbe Knopfler, he said like this, my house came out, by Ma'aseh Bereishis, Sheishis Mei Bereishis, if you look at each day, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on each day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Rokia, and it says, Vayichen. Every day, Vayichen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this would happen, Vayichen. Except for day one. Oyrem Choshech, Shtei Mish Vayichen. Why not? Because Chay means it remained like that. And they didn't. Because the oil of Sheshit Mebreshis, the oil which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that it's too good to be in this world, to be shown, so therefore, Gonzel Omabon. So the oil which was there on day one is not here anymore today. What we have is different. You can't say Vayikre, it's not so. It's not the same. That's why it's missing that. Aaron, in his Avodah, was Eder Angelik in the Hadlokas Neros, he brought back that Oil Hagonos. Vayihi Chay. Now is Gevonen. Vayihi Kain. Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron brought back the Kain. With his Avoida in of the Hadlokas Neros, he brought down from Shemaim, how long it lasted, basically, I don't know to what extent, but he made the Kain. Vayas Kain Aaron. Until now, there hasn't been that light in the world. And now, because of what he did, now, look at Zaneiros, Vayas Kain Aaron. And interestingly enough, I don't know to what extent it goes over in Kapitel Aleph, in Tehillim, Lochein Horashoyim, Al Kein Lo Yokum Rashoyim Amishpat. By Esther. Esther says, Otzum Kein, Uva Kein Omboy Halamelech. All the Keins, right? And that's why we say, like, Rudy Moshe Oren Simcha V'Sosh Mikor, Kein Tehillon, without the Kein. And by a bris milo, we say, Kein Yedeth with a bris, Kein Yekonis. So this Kein, the big thing in this Kein. Okay. That's a third shot in my ass, Kein Aaron. Aaron did the Kein. Right. Not then, because Baruch Hu tells Moshe, to the mitzvah of appointing the Levim in charge in the Mishkan. Kachas HaLevim. So Rashi says, Kochem Bidvar. Right? Rashi says elsewhere that you don't take people. When you take people, you tell them, you persuade them to come. You don't, I take a phone, I pick it up and I go with it, but to take a person, you don't lift up a person. I took the person means I persuaded him to go. So Rashi here makes a nochash tikkala. Kochem Bidvarim, okay. Ashreichem Shetizku Leyoy Shamoshim Lamokim. How fortunate are you that you become Shamoshim Lamokim? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says it's important, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he brought the Levim, he gave them a ganze tikkel, a ganze drosha. How fortunate you are, give out, give out, give out. Okay. Be'emes, what was it needed for? Of course. Can you imagine? Someone's appointed as our position. You know, Shaboshim, you need to be told, you know, you're very fortunate. But what's happened to Zod? Why did he need to be told? The answer is Gvaldik. It's a moderate a privilege, but there was an immense disadvantage. A shrechlecha disadvantage. First of all, the whole shuk of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Abbas Holodavosh. Levi has no chelik Moretz. Boom. Come to Eretz Yisrael, everybody's got his Yerusha, Yeshua ben Nun, every year the Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, everybody's got, Levi got a letdown, a chagonish. Wow, what a letdown. And not then, and in those days that meant panosa, boom boom, no panosa. You have to rely on handouts. We know how nice it is to have to. They got Masa, very good. Got Masa once a poshet. Yeah. Okay, I think the Shemitah discusses quantities, how it fitted in, was there enough, a tenth of it enough, or whatever. But certainly after later on, in years to come, when there was a split of the Malucha, when there was Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, and there was only Yehuda and Binyamin together, and they had the Beis HaMikdash, the other Yidin, the other nine Shvatim, leave out Levi, the other nine Shvatim, had difficulty, the Levim had to go to Yerushalayim, they had to skip wherever the Levim lived in all the 48 cities to be able to do the Shamash, they had to be in Chelik Yehuda. Come the choice, the master of Yehuda and Binyamin had to supply the whole of Shevet Levi. So there was poverty. There was poverty. The Levim are going to suffer in the future great financial difficulties. Their whole life's going to be a financial difficulty. No. Thank you very much. You're offering me great honour and you're giving me a position, but I'm going to go hungry. And if they leave it by Gabi Yosef, right? Don't forget the gay, the Yosef Alman, and Levi, by Levi Hashem Bisharach, because Levi is the poor man. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to say to Mashurechem, listen, Tindler, listen, you're right, you're going to have problems, but what is the problem? Look at Scha, Yotzah has said to Bisharoi. Once you go into the Beis HaMikdash, and once you play on a flute, once you sing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's worth all the panos, and it's worth millions of pounds. Come on. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say to them, Ashreichem, Shetizku Liyeh, Shamoshim Lamokem, and there are disadvantages, but the disadvantages are lost in the advantage. Moshe Rabbeinu had to look those eyes, because they wouldn't see. So, let's move forward to Pesach. The Posen says, Hashbof said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vadabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, V'yaz, V'bashon HaShenis, V'yaz, 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 Vyasu. Não sei da palavra, it says Vyasu. What's the Vyasu? The Votazoi. Klal Yisrael came now to Nisan in year 2. And Baruch Hashem, in Mitzrayim, they made Pesach. And they came out of Mitzrayim. And they had Kabbalah Satsurigo. And then they had an ego. What's it the din by Pesach? Kol ben necho, lo yochal boy. Anybody shen nisnakru ma'asov, l'ovim shem ha'shamayim, somebody who's nishli tough to zayin, can't eat Pesach. They don't know that was a Zora. The ego, they did the ego. Not that many months ago. So, in their hearts, they were thinking, Mistamu, we can't make a Pesach. We're not eligible. Fafalan, we're in trouble. All right, Hashem has given them a kapara, and he said he'd mokel them, and therefore they can make a Mishkan. Okay, Mishkan di besochem. Oh, but adke de kach that we've lost the title Ben Necha. They wouldn't have gone and done it. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yasu! Yes, they can make it. They can make the pagam of ego. It's gone enough that V'yasu B'nei Yisrael is a Pesach. V'yasu, they can go ahead and make it. And another shtickle as well, Zeshim. I mean, again, the Kashi is asked, what we told him in Mitzrayim, already back in Parshas Bo. It says you have to make a Pesach every year. So, Yomim B'Shamas is a chukah, so it's Yomim Yomimo. We say it in the Tefillin. You must always make Pesach every year. So why does Shmach have to make Pesach? They don't want to tell you put on Tefillin today, every day put on Tefillin. It's a standing order. Every year you have to make a Pesach. So then there's a couple of answers to that. But number one is, if you look carefully in Boy, it says, Hoyek Yisrael Oretz. The Chaura, Korban Pesach, was when you come into Eretz Yisrael. The Chaura, although it's not Mitzvah Teluya Ba'oretz, but Hashem has said, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you make a Pesach. Come to Chois, next year, when you came to Nisan in year 2, they went in Eretz Yisrael. That's their own fault, but okay, that's why it's a good news. But I'm not Bechaluya. So Hashem, yes. Although really it's as you saw, but you do it now, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael is a Pesach. Another topic that they had again, what do we learn from V'yasu B'nei Yisrael is a Pesach for Moy Adoy? After Shabbos, after Tumah. Yeah, we learn the halacha, here with the Chadish, the halacha, that Afilu B'Shabbos you can do Korban Pesach, right? I don't know why, because is it Korban Yochid, is it Korban Tzibah, come on and discuss it, oh, but that's a Chiddush, they can make it Afilu B'Shabbos. The first year when they made the Pesach, Pesach was Thursday. So the Pesach was made on Wednesday. But we know now that this, the first of Nisan, here was on Sunday, and the Medri says, Asara Atorois, the 10 crowns, it's Rishon HaMaaseh Bereishis. So come to Chois, the first of Nisan was Sunday. So the first day of Pesach is Shabbos. And therefore, the first day of Pesach is Sunday, and therefore, when you make a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, oi, can't make a Pesach on Shabbos, who says? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael, B'moyadoi, after Shabbos, after Tumah, they didn't do that. HaKadosh, you can make it, B'moyadoi, you can do it on Shabbos. So they had to wait for instructions. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell them, go and make a Pesach? Because they thought, we can't make a Pesach, it's a Korban Yochid, Tomorrow calls it a Korban Tzibah, but I call it a Korban Yochid, and therefore I can't bring it now, and therefore Hashem has to say, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael, don't worry, although it will be Shabbos, Netzach Yomar, and a Korban Pesach. Look at that, the V'yasu, we know, the first 12 days of that Nisan were days of Yom Tov. Hanukkah Sanasim, Moshe Rabbeinu received the 12 Nisim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I tell you what, don't bring them all today, do it one day at a time, and therefore we'll have 12 days of Simcha, 12 days of Yom Tov. So they've gone through 12 days of Yom Tov. Gewaldig. When Shlomo HaMelech was Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, on Zion Tishrei, for 14 days, they had the Simcha for 14 days, Biz Chof Aleph Tishrei, and it says on that year they didn't fast on Yom Kippur, they didn't have a Yom Kippur, it was Doche Yom Kippur, so Ken Zayn, this Pesach, this the Chalukas and Mishkan, is Doche Pesach. The Yasub and Israel is a Pesach, although you've gone and spent 12 days doing the, oh, you will be spending 12 days with the Chanukah Samishkan, nevertheless, I'll still go ahead and make Pesach. This is quite a few reasons why they have to be instructed to go ahead and make Pesach. It's a very full sentence with so many different topics. The Targum. Bad behavior spreads very quickly. The Asaf Suf, the Erev Rav, they had a Targum, they wanted to eat. They wanted food. It's catchy. Yeah, the Yidden are higher than that. The Erev Rav are lower Darga, the Yidden are higher Madrega. But the Erev Rav, there was fuss and bother, we want food, and we want meat, and he called on, that was the good Yidden, my Yeshuva Vayivku, Gam B'nei Yisrael. It's catchy. Bad behavior is easily catchy. And what was the taina? Mi yachileinu basar. We want meat, remember the fish, remember the dogs, cucumbers. And now all we've got is mom. Okay. Not very good. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Tyler to the Bodhi Shalom, if Kenny shout and the Kenny shout out and I can't cope with it now, what can I do? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Lohuchal and Lohuchal and Lohuchal and Lohuchal and this is, it's gone beyond, I can't cope anymore. It was all of fun. The Pasuk says, Vayicha af Hashem ma'oy. Vayin, I'm just out of Pasuk. Vayish ma'o'om. As Vayish ma'oy says, on both of Mishmachay, so the families were crying. Pasuk chat is all over the place. Groups of people sitting there crying, moaning, no food, no bosom, all over the classes. When you go around the machane, you see groups of people crying and sad and all this. Miyakelein ubosa. Vayishma Moshe Sa'om. Moshe heard, welcome Mishpachay Sa'om. Vayicha af Hashem Ma'oid. Hashem was very angry. Ma'oid. Uveini Moshe Ra. And in Moshe's eyes, it was bad. Fred the Kasav Sa'ita Hashemish. If this Avera, whatever it is Vayicha af Hashem Ma'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely angry over any Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe thought he's not so good. What are you talking about? If the Ribbono Shel Olam is Vayicha Af Ma'oid, then Moshe Rabbeinu should have been Kochi. Well, more than the Ribbono Shel Olam. But over any Moshe Rabbeinu, in Moshe's eyes, it was a bad thing. Why is it? Come down. What's the shout? Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, it's not so bad. Chas v'shalom. Not because I've said it's there, sure. What did the Yidden say? Mi achileinu basar. Who will give us meat to eat? We haven't got meat. We want meat. They have mom. They don't want meat. They want the fresh. They want to enjoy the food. A good juicy steak. We haven't had a good juicy steak. I want the steak. What's an aveiros? This can aveiros. Pavas achila. It's not an aveiros. As long as it's kosher. You can eat Sunday, eat what you like, indulge your chayz, gourmet meals, there's not no avera whatsoever in that. It's just a good zach. You're not going to get very far in looking just if your food is a major item in your life. You've got to eat, to be healthy, etc. Okay. Yom Tov Shabbos and Yom Tov is in and out. Eat nice foods. Oh, but that food should be a worthy food. Oh, but Rashi says, Yibokhel and Mishpachoysom, Zab Rashi, Ramseinu Omru, they weren't crying for me, they were crying on Aroyos and their sorrows Lohem. They were upset that they were Aroyos, Issa Aroyos. They wanted to indulge in Andrezachen. Vayecha Hashem, Oyoy, Vayvay, you want Aroyos? Aroyos is a Kshtoka Chazach. The meal's kite for immorality is disgusting. Bechlaw, even in the world, even stand poshet, poshet. Living in society, if there isn't the borders of morality, this man and his wife, if there isn't that, you're destroying the world. Vayichav Hashem Ma'oid. Moshe Rabbeinu thought they wanted meat. No. Vayichav Hashem Ma'oid. It's a terrible thing what they want. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what they wanted. Hashem knew they wanted arroyos. Moshe thought they wanted to press. Moshe said, I'm trying to bring these people to Ahim Adrega, to bring them to Zan Ruchnim, to Ol Mabon. If you're very busy with your meat, you're not going to get very high in Ol Mabon. Moshe thought it's bad, but the Roshim knew the real truth. Does the Ksav say? The Ksav says, then there's a modern Rashi. In this whole discussion, there's a whole conversation between the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, backwards and forwards, give them meat, don't give them meat. which Amir said, I'll go and be able to appease them. And okay. Along with Rashi, in Hatzayin HaBokot Yishochet, in Kaposachot Beis, Rashi gives you what his answer. Which Amir said, he killed all these people, it's not right, etc. So Heshiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel gave an answer. They will eat them if I don't give them meat. Yonu, they will say, Shekotzro Yogi, that I can't manage. Hatoy Benecho. Do you think it's a good thing? Shiyad Hashem Shekotzro Yonehem, that they should think Hashem is not capable, Chas V'Shalom. Then Rashi says a strange thing. Ye Obdu Heim, Umeo Kayotzvahem, rather, they should all be lost, and I wouldn't like them, V'Loitzihi, Yodi Kutoro Ibnehem, and that they shouldn't be in their eyes that Hashem is a village of Achas, Hashem is not capable of giving them meat. Come to Chois, most Rashi said here, the Rebbe said to Moshe, look, if I don't give them, they'll say, okay, yeah, the Moshe will give, yeah. Rather, they should all die, they don't do hate, or make a Moshe. 600,000 times 100. There's a lot of people here, but the Rebbe says, should there be such a thing? The Chorah, it looks like, after both is saying, I'm not going to have this. How, it's better they should all die rather than ye kotsha. If I give them meat, I'll give them meat, and it's a bad thing to ask them for meat. I have to give them meat because otherwise, better they should have meat and then die better than that rather than ye don't be kotsha in it. So the Chorah, it's paket, Hashem's normal mahalach. Hashem is using both of that covered. Hashem doesn't matter for me. I help them. Here Hashem put himself before the people, the Chora. I'd rather, you never mind that lotion. Yeah, you all do hey, we'll make a moyo. Should we, if we'll die, it's worth it. So the Chora pshats like this. Says our Gemara. The Gemara says that Derech Ari, the Derech Avoy Dazor. If a person has to go on a journey and he has to go, and he's got two routes, one route is via Avoy Dazor, and one route is via a dangerous place. Wild lions there, right? So halacha is derech ari. Go, take the risk. You then go to book avodah zarah. Derech avodah zarah, the derech isha. If a person got to go on a journey and the choice of two paths, one takes him past a place where the nisoyin avodah zarah, and one takes him past the avera of aroyos of isha. Go derech isha. There's not the gemara. Why? What's the difference? Because Derech Avodah Zarah, if a person Chas V'Shalom is nichshel in Avodah Zarah, Lankov is cruel. He's got the wrong ideas in his mind. And it's very hard, if you've been indoctrinated with an idea, to get rid of the idea. But if the mitzvah of Chas V'Shalom is nichshel in Isha, afterwards you realize, oh, what did I do? It's easy to do tshuva and to change your way. So Derech Isha, both ways are dangerous. Both ways are bad. But Derech Isha, to be Chas V'Shalom Nichshol, in the Inyan of Derech of Isha, is less damaging than Derech Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah, it's hard to put right. Whereas Isha, it's not that difficult to put right. Come to Chos, that's what Kishbol was saying here. Klal Yisrael have a possibility of doing two mistakes here. One is fressing unnecessarily the Taiva, which they will do, which is wrong, and they would indulge and they would have to die because of this Avera. Or they would think, Yad Hashem Ketzorah, because one who can't give food, which is the worst Avera. Which is the worst Avera? Worst Avera is Hashem can't give. Because if they go taka indulge and they eat, it's very possible that after they've eaten, they said, oh, they give up. Most of us get time. How long does the enjoyment from a lovely meal last? You have a delicious ice cream, a fantastic ice cream. Gishmak. How long? How long is gishmak? 10 minutes later, you've forgotten. Yeah? And I was just thinking, book this morning when I was going through this, I just thought of something else. Memories. We have memories of beautiful moments in our lives, when our first child was born, or when we became a chassan, it's a long time back. But we have memories, we enjoy them still today. We look back and we remember, when our first child was born, I made the first bris. We enjoy it even years later, but do we enjoy it? You know, I had a fantastic meal 6 weeks ago. Forgot. Sigonish. So the Rebbe Shlomo said to Moshe, "Yehovdu hey, they're going to die. Should they die with because they've eaten a taiva where they could have possibly done teshuva, got a likelihood of doing teshuva, or should they die thinking that Hashem can't supply food? Which of the avera is worse for them, not for me? Shmuel wasn't teveh his covered, he was teveh the covered of Klal Yisrael, he was looking after Klal Yisrael. They're better off if they're going to do the avera of taiva and die, or the avera of Hashadad Hashem tiktsa and die. Which is better for them? So the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yehov Duhem, I'll do them a favor. I'll give them meat, and they'll have the avera of eating the meat. And maybe they'll do tshuva, but at least they're better off than if they could think, I like Hayad Hashem Titzah. Okay.
Amen.